We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brooks, since you've been so good at using slights or disrespect in your career, I wonder what the most disrespected or slighted you ever felt as an athlete in your career was.
Telling me I wasn't tough. That pissed me off. That really pissed me off.
Follow-up question.
Who told you that you weren't tough? I'm sorry.
I think we all know.
That's your PGA champion back-to-back, Brooks Koepka. You know the backstory there with Brandel Chamblee from Golf Channel? Chamblee ripped him for doing a photo shoot where he lost like 25 or 30 pounds for it.
Yep.
And Chamblee said it was like self-sabotage.
Yep.
And showed that he's not a mentally tough guy. And then Koepka has just eviscerated Chamblee since. But I think if I'm Chamblee, that's a great moment for me yesterday.
Yeah, you know you got to him enough that he flat out admitted it and was so mad he wouldn't even put your name out there. Which, if you're Chamblee, who sort of has that reputation as being the guy that says things that get people talking a little bit now, I think you love it too. Does Colin Cowherd hate it when Baker Mayfield tries to, like, clown him on Twitter?
No,
he's
baiting
him
into it. It's giving him all kinds of attention. It's
great. The only way a guy gets mad in that setting is if the athlete in question ignores him completely. That's a loss then.
I don't think Koepka had a great day. If you really think about it,
he won a major.
I still don't think it's a great day for him.
I need to hear your explanation for this one then.
Well, just from a golf perspective, he didn't play well.
Okay, so what? Did he win or not?
He did.
Did he destroy Tiger Woods in the first two rounds? He did.
Is that the only thing he measures himself by, how he does relative to Tiger? Because there were
I don't think he measures himself by it at all, but I love seeing the people that measure everybody against Tiger have their hero get trampled.
I'm saying if I'm Brooks Koepka, how I'm evaluating my day.
I wish he had said I played like crap and I'm not even happy that I won this major, because it would have sent golf fans into a tizzy yet
I think
again.
Koepka's a perfectionist in these majors. I don't think he's happy with the way he unraveled and almost choked on the back nine there. He needed DJ to have a couple stumbles and then made a great shot at 17 and 18 to win. So, look, I mean, you win a major championship. It's four for him now. That's all fine and dandy. But I don't
think not a great day for him.
I don't think all was forgiven when he went home because of what he did to his girlfriend on TV. And you can go on Twitter and find it.
Oh, it is.
Cameras are
on. If you don't like the awkward Curb Your Enthusiasm type of stuff, man, I don't know if you should watch
it. Koepka shows up at the course with his girlfriend, and the camera's on him like they do when you show up. You see it for football games and hockey games.
The NBA players,
yeah, where they're walking through the tunnels on game day. You see Tom Brady with his Burberry's on and his coffee.
European man satchel.
And so Koepka's walking to the clubhouse, and his girlfriend's with him, and she gives him a good luck kiss, or tries to.
She clearly leans in for like a little peck on the lips.
Good luck. One of those. We've all been there.
Go get him, honey.
And he pulls away, refused the kiss on national TV, and she stormed off. You could tell she was hot over it. She was very bothered by it.
The minute it happened, like it happened in a split second, she realized he didn't want the kiss. And she recoiled. Her face, there was no hiding her emotions.
I don't get why he wouldn't want the kiss there.
Locked
She's a
in.
Total smoke show.
Locked in? Laser focus?
He can't take 2 seconds to get a kiss on the cheek from his super hot girlfriend? Come on, man.
Locked in. All business. Again, you don't think if it was Tiger Woods back in the day, people would have said, man, Tiger, what a badass. His wife at the time, say it was during the Elon time when he actually was married, she wanted to give him a kiss, and he's so stone-cold locked in. He's such a bad man. He's such a competitor.
Is that what Koepka is aspiring to be, a womanizer and a guy that has a reputation?
No, forget. This is before we knew any of that about Tiger. This is before we knew any of it, before it was public record.
No.
If that had happened in, like, 2006, people would have been like, man, what a mental warrior Tiger Woods is.
I would say
his wife tried to give him a kiss, and he wouldn't even do that.
I disagree. I would have thought this guy's a complete robot. He has no feelings. It's not even showing a soft side when you just accept the kiss from your girlfriend or wife. How hard is that?
Apparently for Brooks Koepka, it's impossible.
How do you blow that off on national TV?
Oh, she was so unhappy,
too. He made it look like he didn't even care about her. There's a prop bet now in Vegas. Will they still be together by the time the U.S. Open rolls around? I'm not sure. I bet no. I wouldn't be shocked if I'm her. I'm looking at the Tony Finaus and Tommy Fleetwoods of the world.
If you're them,
from here on out.
If you're them, how do you not just find somebody to place a bet for you very quietly to the no on Vegas and that, whatever it is? Break up and then get back together like 2 weeks after the U.S. Open. Oh, I had a change of heart. He won another major.
I mean, think about this poor girl. The first time he wins the U.S. Open, Joe Buck misidentifies her and says, oh, this is so-and-so, and it was the ex-girlfriend's name. You remember that?
I do remember that. That is a disgusting act, Joe
Buck. Was like, it's great to see Brooks Koepka with Jane Stevens, and her name's Jenna Sims, and just completely, like, you know, embarrassed her that way. And then Koepka storms off and doesn't take the kiss.
It's been a bad run for her. Did he do anything to, like, make up for it?
I don't
know.
I think he gave her a long kiss at the end, but it seemed very forced. It looked like they were going to have a conversation. It looked like he was going to be sleeping with the Wanamaker trophy last night and not her.
That
I'm
was
serious,
keeping
man.
Him warm at night.
Like, any guy can relate to this.
The problem is that it happened in front of the cameras. Like, you have a little squabble with your significant other, wife or girlfriend, and there's no cameras around. You're not in the public sphere. Okay. But this happened when she knew that he was on television. She knew that that sequence was going to be seen by a lot of people. And it makes her look like she's just along for the ride, that he really doesn't care.
I'm anti-PDA. I don't want to see people making out with each other in public. But that's not what this was.
Oh, this was a kiss for luck. This was G-rated. You could have put this in a Disney movie. It was so innocent. And Koepka just... This is more to the idea of Brooks Koepka, and I love this. Golf's ultimate heel, bad guy, an emotionless cyborg who just continually chews people up in majors. He's going to win the U.S. Open, I think. He should be the favorite.
You should get on that now before the odds come down, because I think he's like 5-1 to win the U.S. Open.
Would you bet against him?
Yeah, I would.
He's a monster, dude.
He hasn't gone back-to-back. It's not like he's won two straight.
Nobody's won three of the same major in a row since 1954 to 56, and it was the Open Championship, and it was some guy, you know, Peter Thompson,
old Tom Harris?
Old Tom Morris, yes. Tom Morris.
Yeah.
No, this guy's name's like Peter Thompson or something like that, won three Open Championships.
I just can't get over that he would deny that kiss. If my wife calls me and I look at my phone and I send it straight to voicemail.
You're in trouble.
Oh,
let me ask you this.
I'm done.
All right. Andrew Filippone is a champion golfer. You are Brooks Koepka. You and your wife are in that same setting, and you deny her a smooch because you're, for whatever reason. How long are you in the doghouse with her after that? How long is it you and Cammie and Poppy sleeping together and not you and your wife? Is it a couple days?
Yeah, there's an icy.
Are you getting tossed to the couch?
There's a cold war there.
Oh.
And I don't think him winning the tournament makes up for it.
Oh, I don't think she cares that much about that part of it, right? Does she? It doesn't, like, he can't go back and say, honey, I won. I was so locked in. That's why I denied the kiss. I won. For her, the ends don't justify the means here. She went in for a little smooch, and she got stonewalled.
Man, you know how many Americans were watching that saying, I would have taken that kiss in a heartbeat. My God.
Would you agree with me that it is cringeworthy video? Like, it makes you viscerally uncomfortable to watch her lean in and then watch him, like, go. He basically has a brief, what are you doing, look on his face.
Do you think it was in his head?
No.
That he knew that he
like,
was.
He was cruising to victory, and the thought popped in, man, I am so screwed.
When I go home.
Yeah. When I see Jenna, she is going to be so mad at me.
If you leave your house and you have an argument with your wife
before it's in my head all day.
Yeah.
All day.
And you're at work, and you know as soon as work is over and you're no longer preoccupied, that you're going to have to meet that head on.
Yeah.
I think about that stuff all the time.
Yeah. I don't know how – I feel like you and your wife have more arguments of this nature than me and Alex do.
Because I do –
You do stuff like that.
I make stupid mistakes like that where it would have taken him 2 seconds just to said – just to say thank you, honey, and move on with his golf and be done with it. I'll tell you what, I bet there's a lot of women around America that saw that yesterday and said, the hell with this guy, I'm rooting for DJ.
Do you think there are women who find that almost more distasteful than all of Tiger's foibles?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Do you ever hear – my mom has said this many times. I find it very funny. My mom thinks that Tiger Woods, not the surgeries or anything else that sapped his play, she thinks that because he wasn't philandering, it hurt him. She said that gave him an edge, like that he derived an edge from how bad of a human being he behaved like off the course. She's also
that sleeping around gave him a competitive advantage.
Yeah, she wasn't like
that's your mom.
She wasn't like lauding it, but she said, "Oh, see, he tried to settle down and be Mr. Good Guy, and he can't do it because he needs that edge." She also posited this theory about Tom Brady, but he blew it to smithereens.
All right,
with
a
Giselle.
Former quarterback rips a Western Pennsylvania legend. You will hear that coming up at 4 o'clock. Peter King, NFL writer, 25 ways to make football better. Which idea is the best one? The Steelers mentioned in this story a couple of times. So stay tuned for that. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. From Seven Springs Mountain Resort, it's the PM team on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.